Terry here again.
Right now, I'm going to talk about studios. Now, the studio is S-T-U-D-I-O. S-T-U-D-I-O is the company that makes movies. They're the big company that is able to organize everything and have enough money to give to different people to make movies. So, studios like MGM or Warner Brothers or Miramax, these are all studios or motion picture studios. And they have a lot of money and they make these movies because movies are very expensive to make. So you need a studio to give you money if you want to make a movie. Now there are smaller studios, and those are called independent studios. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-A-N-T, which means that they don't rely on a big company, or they don't rely on big investors. They're smaller, so they can have more freedom to make the kinds of movies they want to make. So now you know what a studio is. With us, coming up next is Mei Guo Liu, American Slang.
Hello,
just got a call from the court. They're looking for you.
I had an accident.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I'm fine. It's nothing.
Nothing.
Hold on for 1 second, okay?
What do you want me to do?
Call the court and tell them that I'm on my way, all right?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to come on the steps. Okay, thank you. Come on. Thank you.
今天我们来学习的俚语是 hold on.
Hello?
Just got a call from the court. They're looking for you.
What an accident.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I'm fine. It's nothing.
Nothing.
Hold on for 1 second, okay?
Hold on的意思是 wait. 等一下, 稍等一下的意思. 举个例子给你, 你想打电话找 Joe, 你想说, 我想找Joe,电话里面会说, May I speak with Joe? 好了,对方接电话的人说, 你等一下好吗? 他正在接另外一个电话, 你等一下好吗? 我们就会用到今天的语句叫, Hold on please, hold on please, Joe is on another line, okay? Hold on, 等一等的意思, 再给你举个句子, Hold on, could you move a little bit closer? 你稍等, 能不能把前景, 往前景拉一拉? Hold on, 等一下的意思, hold on, 记住了, 将来想表示让别人等你一下, 我们就会用到这个短语叫 hold on.
I'm fine, it's nothing.
Nothing.
Hold on for 1 second, okay?
What do you want me to do?
Call the court and tell them that I'm on my way, all right?
Okay,
that I'm going to come on the steps. Okay, thank you. Come on. Thank you. I'm going to write you a blank check. And you just gotta get your car fixed and buy lunch.
No, I don't want to check, man. It's important to me that we do this right. It should be important to you too.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Sorry, what?
I gotta go, man. I'm late. I gotta get a lift.
I'm sorry.
Wait,
come on, man. Come on, man. Don't leave me out here like this.
All right, better luck next time.
Hey, you're leaving the freedom of that.
This really was paradise, except for one thing. The sun will not bleach it, nor the tide wash it away.
One, she's just teasing you.
What are you talking about?
Two, you don't speak French. Three, he speaks French. In fact, even better than that. Four, he is French. Five, he's much better at football. Sorry. Soccer than you. And six, you're a bit strange, Rich. Some girls like that in a man, but not usually the sort of girls you want to be with.
Is that right?
Come on, your last girlfriend chucked you. There must have been a reason.
Well, it was not my fault.
And seven, look at your funds, man. They're well defined.
What is that supposed to mean?
You play a lot of video games. That is a powerful index of incompatibility.
Why do I get the feeling like you're trying to tell me something here, Katie?
You haven't a hope, mate, not a bleeding chicken's chance in Thailand. Now I'm in.
Thank you.
面对如诗如画的美景，真是千言万语也道不尽啊。于是 Richard 感慨了一句叫 All in all, this really was paradise. That fucking word!
This really was paradise.
数一千道一万，这也许就是真正的天堂。好，来看这个短语叫 all in all。在我们发表一个人的议论和观点的时候，往往会用到这个短语。这个短语的意思是，总之或者说一千道一万。我们在对一个事物进行评价，总是先评价它好和不好，最后要有一个收尾，对吗？总之，要下一个定性的结论，于是你会用出来。All in all, blah blah 怎么样？举个例句给你。如果你在发表感慨说，一位球星啊，这些地方很好，那些地方不好，最后你觉得他还是好还是不好呢？于是你可以说 ，All in all, even though he has problems, he is a good soccer player. 说一千道一万，虽然他有问题啊，虽然他有缺陷，但我还是认为他是个很棒的球员。All in all, 记住了吗 ？Yes.All in all, Action English is a very good English program.
All in all, this really was paradise. Except for one thing. The sun will not bleach it, nor the tide wash it away.
在对美景做了一番感叹之后， Richard 似乎突然想起来有什么美中不足，于是他用了一句Except for one thing.
Except for one thing.
当你想表示除了什么之外，其他都怎么样的时候，记住这个词叫 except. Except. 好，现在告诉你它的用法。Except 是除了什么之外，它后面可以跟两种结构，一个是词和短语，除了它，除了你，除了我，除了谁。如果后面是短语的话，要记住一个小词叫 for. Except for 后面加词和短语。如果除了后面是个长东西，除了它怎么怎么样，那么好，你就直接把这个结构放在 except 后面就行了，中间什么都不需要放，记住了吗？ except for 后面加词， except 后面可以加句子。给你个例子，我说他除了有点自私之外啊，什么都很好。先想想这个句子，我们要用到这个词叫 except， 除了什么之外他都怎么样，想出来了吗？他除了有点自私，他哪都好。好，听好答案。我们可以说 She's a very nice girl, except she is a little bit selfish. 后面是个句子，对吗？所以直接放在 except 后面。She is a very nice girl, except she is a little bit selfish. 好。
One, she's just teasing you.
What are you talking about?
Two, you don't speak French. Three, he speaks French. In fact, even better than that. Four, he is French. Five, he's much better at football. Soccer than you. And six, you're a bit strange, Rich. Some girls like that in a man, but not usually the sort of girls you want to be with.
听你们讲一句叫 One, she's just teasing you.
One, she's just teasing you.
Yes, tease, T-E-A-S-E, 后面加个人，有两个意思。它的第一个意思是跟谁的关系，对谁的态度，不是认真的，只是玩玩而已。Not be serious, 这是玩玩的，谁都不愿意看到这种情况，是吗？好，举个例子给你，我们可以说 She's always talking to men. 她经常跟男性聊天和说话。She's always talking to men, but.She never gives them her phone number. 可她从来不把自己的电话给别人。她从来不把电话给别人。She never gives her phone number to them. 最后我们可以说 She's just teasing them. 对吗？她对那些男人只是 tease them. 玩玩而已。
Come on, your last girlfriend chucked you. There must have been a reason.
Well, it was not my fault.
And seven, look at your phones, man.
影片中 K.一口气儿总结出了六大点 Richard 为什么不招女孩子喜欢，可真把 Richard 打懵了。他问道，是真的吗？ Come on,
Your last girlfriend chucked you. There must be a reason.
Come on, your last girlfriend chucked you. There must have been a reason.
好，这个句子我跟你讲一下。K 是在讲，算了，你的上个女朋友把你甩掉，这其中必有原因。必怎么样？是表示一种推测，对吗？你一定饿了，你一定累了，它是一种主观推测。在我们想表示主观推测的时候，记住这个结构叫 must， 后面可以加一个 have done 的结构。再说一遍 ，must 后面加 have done 的结构。好，来看例句，我们可以说，你一定是饿了吧？是推测吗？你一定是饿了吧？我认为你一定是饿了吧？怎么说 ？Must have done. You must have been hungry. One more time. You must have been hungry. 好，再来看个例句。别理他，他肯定是喝醉了。别理他，他肯定是喝醉了。Leave him alone. He must have been drunk. He must have been 加 drunk. 再来一遍。Leave him alone.He must be drunk. 好了吗？
All in all, this really was paradise. Except for one thing. The sun will not bleach it, nor the tide wash it away.
1, she's just teasing you.
What are you talking about?
2,You don't speak French. 3, he speaks French. In fact, even better than that. 4, he is French. 5, he's much better at football, soccer, than you. And 6, you're a bit strange, Rich. Some girls like that in a man, but not usually the sort of girls you want to be with.
Is that right?
Come on, your last girlfriend chucked you. There must have been a reason.
Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Pearl Harbor.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind, I'll be glad 'cause I was blessed to get to have you in my life.
There Will Be is the song. In my dreams, I'll always see you soar above the sky.So in my dreams, 我做梦的时候 I will see you soar above the soar means to fly very, very high, to soar high above. And since this movie is about people in the army, people in the air force, people who fly airplanes in the wartime, she's seeing him in her dreams. Well, that means he's not here anymore. It means he has died. So she can only see him in her dreams soar above the sky.In my heart, there will always be a place for you for all my life. I'll keep a part of you with me, so she will, not a piece of him, not a piece of his clothing or something, but the memory, the idea of him, her love, also her feelings for him. She will keep all of that with her. And everywhere I am, there you'll be. So even though he has died, he has gone away, he cannot be with her,Because she loves him so much and she keeps the memory with her, it is as if wherever she goes, he goes with her. They go together. So it's a very sad song. So we will listen to it now, and I'll see you next time on Action English. Bye-bye.